I would like to take a moment to thank a couple of listeners who sent me some Christmas gifts, and I appreciate that. That's really nice. Eric Hanke, who sends me a gift every year, he's been a listener for many, many years, sent me a Shemp from the Three Stooges, a Shemp action figure, a Shemp doll. I don't know where he found it, but, he's a regular listener, so he knows my favorite Stooge is Shemp, which is an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. I love Shemp. And then I also want to thank Amanda from Georgia, formerly from Michigan, but she sent me a gift basket, a seasonal gift basket of a bunch of really cool stuff that comes from Georgia. It says, here's a taste of Atlanta for the Nick D crew. Thanks for providing all the entertainment over the years. And Merry Christmas. Thank you, Amanda, who is in Georgia with our taste of Atlanta. It included a bottle of Coke, which I gave to Esmeralda since I don't do the caffeine. And it had a nice piece of chocolate that was shaped like a peach. It's got original cheese straws, which I guess are an Atlanta thing. It's got cinnamon glazed pecans, an Atlanta thing, and then Georgia on my mind cookies, which are Nam's Bits, and those are cookies that are indigenous to Atlanta. So that was very sweet, and all came in a very nice package, and I thank you guys for that. That's very sweet. So Amanda from Georgia, thank you very much. I got the package, and I appreciate it. And Eric, thank you for Shemp.
Didn't we talk about that, about Coke?
We did.
Came from Atlanta.
Yeah, because I didn't know Coke came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys knew that. I got schooled. Of course, I get schooled every day because I don't know anything. So, hey, Esmeralda, remember a few days ago we were talking about Christmas gifts that no one wants?
Mm-hmm.
I got a few more.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we can go to picture frame. Remember we mentioned that picture frame? No thanks on the picture frame?
I don't. Well, it depends.
It says, this passes when a gift is from a young child, but adults shouldn't give picture frames to each other. While it's not exactly a necessity, it isn't a luxury either. The giver can't guarantee it matches the recipient's other frames or style, even if there's a picture put into it.
Yeah, that's the problem, because if it doesn't match at all, then you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Holiday sweater. Don't give holiday sweaters.
Yeah, I'm a no clothes, unless you know that person.
Oh, okay.
Very well.
So no clothing of any kind?
Well, gloves and generic things, but if it's going to be stuff that, and even that can get very iffy.
Mm.
Just because people's style, people's sizes.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Gift card.
Exactly, just give a gift card to the place.
Gift card to a clothing store.
Yeah.
Holiday sweaters are not useful all year round. They're bulky and they're usually ugly. Even the hand-knitted sweater from Grandma ends up in the back of the drawer or the charity pile sooner or later. And how many sweaters can one person have? I'm wearing my my ugly holiday sweater. Well, the T-shirt version. I'm going to put the sweater on for Cochran Show and for the Holiday Spectacular.
Yes. And are you going to wear that T-shirt all year round?
I will, yeah. I mean I'll wear
you
the...
could.
You could. Yeah. I mean, here's the
it
deal.
Works.
Let me explain what it is so that people... and this is, you got it and Dan got it right away. Some people aren't going to get it. For those of you who are fans of Key and Peele, I would wager, Esmeralda, would you agree with me on this, that Substitute Teacher is probably their most famous sketch?
Yeah.
I think that's the one that most people, both of them, because there were two Substitute Teacher ones. And this is that where Keegan-Michael Key plays Mr. Garvey. I taught in the inner city for 25 years. And he's a substitute teacher who doesn't know how to pronounce names correctly. That's the bit. It's a very, very simple bit. Jaquelin. He can't say Jacqueline. It's Jaquelin. Balake is... You want to go to war, Balake? Because I'll go to war. I got my eye on you, Jaquelin. I've seen that thing. I've seen that sketch like 8,000 times, and I laugh every single time. But, of course, the main dude... who gets the brunt of punishment is Aaron. Not Aaron, Aaron. And so I have this holiday sweater, which has the image of Mr. Garvey pointing at Aaron, all in that holiday sweater. What is this style, Esmeralda? I mean, it's holiday sweater style, but is there an actual name for the stitching or anything like that?
It kind of looks like cross stitch.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it now. It's got Christmas trees on it. for some reason.
Well, because it's a holiday.
Because it's a holiday. It's got Christmas trees on it and ornaments and snowflakes. And it's got the image of Mr. Garvey pointing at A.A. Ron. And A.A. Ron with his protective eye goggles. and it says, you done messed up, A.A. Ron. So that's my holiday sweater.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I saw it online. I'm like, I'm so getting that. That's the holiday sweater I shall wear for the Christmas parties that I attend here at WGN especially. So I will be walking around with a you done messed up AA Ron Christmas sweater. I think I'm safe to say I might be the only person who here at WGN who has a you done messed up AA Ron Christmas sweater.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an embarrassing situation.
It's like three of us show
you.
Up. With-
yeah.
So, anyway. All right, so no holiday sweaters. How about this? Nothing, anything for a pet. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all. It says, even if your recipient is obsessed with their pet, don't confuse a gift for the animal as a gift for them. If you buy a gift for both of them, that's fine. Oh, okay. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, I've purchased gift for pets. You know, in the past, my folks have cats, so I'll get them like a gift card to Petco.
Oh, that's nice. See, I would just get it would depend. Like a friend of mine, she loves dressing up her cats.
Oh God.
So I would probably
I'm sure those cats are very happy about that.
Well, right now they look very cute. But one's a girl, one's a boy, and they're both wearing bow ties.
Are they married?
No.
Okay.
They're brother and sister.
Oh, okay.
But, no, and I remember when I saw the girl with, I was like, oh, very androgynous.
Oh.
Her bow tie.
The bow tie. All right. That's funny. That's really funny. But no, you know, I mean, cause, you know, you get a gift card to Petco, you can get litter or food or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Cause you have to spend money to maintain your cat.
Oh, for sure.
So I think that's a pretty cool gift. I don't. You know, if I had a pet and someone gave me something like that, I would be like, thank you. I can get cat litter now for a month.
Right? Or you do one of those online ones. Like, those
yeah.
are fun.
Yeah. I don't understand. I disagree with that. I disagree with this being on the list. Anything for a pet's not good for Christmas.
Yeah. And you can get the stuff that you think is too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it with the gift card.
That's exactly right. And, you know, pets are part of people's lives, man.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you hang out with the person in their home.
Yeah.
Or if it's a dog and they're always tagging along.
Yeah. I mean, listen, seriously, and I know this, some people don't believe this, but pets are a member of the family. You love your pets. There's no question about it. You know? I mean, and when pets pass away, it's a big deal, you know? I mean, it hurts, man. And I would buy stuff for people who have pets. There's no question about it. All right, no t-shirts. Here's what it says. Most people have more than enough t-shirts to last a few lifetimes, and adding to someone's clutter isn't really thoughtful. Clothing in general can be tricky, but something as basic as a t-shirt is one of the worst offenders since it's so commonplace.
Yeah. Again, I'm not a big fan just because I'm very picky when it comes to clothes. So
yeah,
at least for me.
Yeah. For me, if you buy, I'm all I wear are t-shirts.
Right.
So, I mean, you buy me a t-shirt or something that I like, I'll wear it, and I'll be happy about it. You know, like Dan got me a Mad Max t-shirt for my birthday, I think last year, the year before. And it's the War Boys, all the War Boys and the tour of where they go to.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It's one of my favorite shirts. World's greatest anything. Anything with this concept, mug, sweatshirt, bumper sticker is off the table. It's cute for like 2 seconds. It's more meaningful written in a card with thoughts to show how the recipient is the world's greatest whatever. Not even as a joke, like world's greatest dad.
I did see a very cute commercial. I forget what it was for.
Uh-huh.
But the daughter gives the dad a world's greatest dad mug. And he, you know, through the years, through the years, and then she gives him a world's greatest grandpa.
Oh, yeah, to announce that she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that commercial. I'm such a sucker for those things, man.
Yeah. Sometimes I have to be like, okay, I can't watch this
No,
anymore.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm such a wimp. I've told this before, but that commercial from a few years ago, it was an iPhone commercial. where it was like one of the first times you could do FaceTime on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and you could talk to the person and see them. Well, the dad was talking to his teenage daughter, and she was very, she would not smile. She was very sad. She would not smile, and he tries to get her to smile, and because she's got braces. And then finally, at the end of the commercial, she smiles, and he says, "Oh, you look beautiful." And I just start crying. I'm sitting on the couch. And that damn gum commercial where every stick of gum that the father gave the daughter, he would make the little foil inside, he would make origami out of it. Like,
oh, right. Yeah,
and then there, she's moving out, and she drops a box, and it's full of the origami. There's like hundreds of origami in there, crying. Sitting on my couch, crying. God. All right, we have to take a break, because I'm thinking about that commercial, and I'm now going to cry. So, we got more bad Christmas presents to talk about. So, except for the pet, you know, buying stuff for your pet. We agree on that, that's okay. Right, Esmeralda?
For sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Welcome back. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live on the Allstate, in the Allstate studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. So, I want to thank Amanda from Atlanta, who sent me this gift package of food and a bottle of pop, bottle of Coke from Atlanta. And I just tried the cheese straws, which are, I guess, are common in Atlanta. They're really good. They're like a snack, Dan, you should try some cheese straws.
Yeah.
They're good. Esmeralda, these cheese straws are very, very tasty.
Yeah, well, cheese straw.
Yeah, they're really good. They've got a nice cheddar tang to them, and they're crunchy and they're really good. So you should try them. I'll give you some during the break, Esmeralda.
Okay.
All right. Hi, welcome back, everybody. All the regular features are coming up in a little bit. You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and the Christmas Holiday Edition of Fly Jams Friday coming up. All right, Esmeralda. More bad Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Pets. Don't give pets as a gift.
Yeah.
I agree with
that. That's a lot of responsibility to give someone.
Yeah. Giving someone anything that needs to be taken care of is more than a burden than a gift. Even if it's a plant, a puppy, kitten, bird, or other pet is a cute idea, but they can cause a lot of tension and stress. Now, let's say you have kids and you think it's okay for you to finally get a pet. You know what I mean? For the kid. You can get, I mean, if you're living with it, if you're going to be responsible for it as well, right? Like, you can get your kid a puppy.
Right. I think this relates to, like, not strangers, but...
Yeah, like, if I bought you a cat.
Immediate family, I think, for most of these is fine.
Right. If someone who's in your family has expressed interest in getting a pet.
Right.
That's
anyone
fine.
Else, no.
But like some dude at the holiday Christmas party got you in the Secret Santa. Here's a bird.
Oh, boy. Although, if you're looking for a gift for me, guys, there's this adorable parrot. I think it was, or a parakeet at the Petco. Where was it? Wherever. It was at the Petco. And it kept following me. It was going in its cage and like nuzzling the glass.
Yeah, Smokey's going to eat it.
Yeah, $500 if you have that line.
$500 just for food for Smokey.
Yeah.
Because that's essentially what's going to happen. Your cat is going to eat that bird.
I would put it up high. She's too fat. She won't jump. She's very lazy in that way.
Oh, I love lazy cats, man.
She won't do it.
I love fat, lazy cats. I'm telling you, they're fantastic. I showed you the picture of my ex-wife's cat, right? When he was really fat.
Yeah.
And like leaning up against the chair. He looked like he was drunk.
Yeah.
All right. No exercise equipment.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
Unless they're fitness buffs. Even then.
Yeah. Well, if you're fitness buffs, they're going to have exercise equipment.
Right. Maybe get them a head sweat band.
Yeah, a sweat headband, head sweat band.
I forgot what they were called.
It's all right. Anyway, you buy exercise equipment in a month, it's going to be a, you know, you're going to hang your clothes on it.
Right. That's if they're looking for somewhere to hang their clothes,
right.
Then get them.
Exactly. No knickknacks. We live in a world full of unnecessary stuff, and most people's homes could use a good decluttering. So no, not more clutter. Resist the urge to buy useless things and use the money to buy the same person a drink during some one-on-one time.
V is very guilty of knickknacks.
Oh, yeah.
When we were first dating, he would give me cards, mm-hmm. greeting cards, and then put things in them.
Uh-huh.
Just like stickers and stuff. And I'm just like, what do I don't
what am I going to do
stickers.
With this? Yeah.
I'm not 10. I don't have a book to put them in.
Dan, you guys have knickknacks around the house?
Not many, just here and there. You know, usually it's something like we were out on an adventure and like...
You wanted something to remember it
no,
by?
No, or like something happened involving that and we decided to keep it. Not necessarily something store bought, but just something
oh, I
like,
see. Okay.
You know, like a coaster from a bar that we discovered in Hawaii that we really love, like
right.
that type of thing.
Okay.
Do you keep the booklets for stuff for like
the
events and things?
Oh, events
like ticket stubs or playbills,
oh, like playbills
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No.
Or a programs.
Programs. I have a couple. I have,
would like fill your apartment if you kept everything you've
right?
seen.
Right.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff from plays that I put up at the factory.
Okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah, because that's just
like
stuff that
work.
I did, you know, that I wrote or directed or starred in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got a lot of programs at home for factory shows.
Yeah. Again, V was for the dance thing I did. There was a program. It didn't say my name in it or anything.
But he saved it?
No, he wanted to. And I was like, just give it to me. I'm going to recycle this.
There
you
go.
You don't want to remember? It's like, I'll remember it.
You videotaped it anyway.
I got a mind.
I got a mind with a memory in it.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right, everybody, hang on. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up and then more bad Christmas gifts that you don't want to give people. And then we've got all of our regular features coming up leading up to the Christmas Fly Jams Friday. All right. News is next. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN and here till 5 a.m. All of our regular features for Friday are coming up. We got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and the special holiday Christmas version of Fly Jams Friday. It's all coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And if you would like to join us, and also for your requests a little bit later on for Christmassy Fly Jams. So we are talking about Christmas gifts that you shouldn't get people. But before we do that, Patrick is on the line. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing much, my man. Just wanted to call and tell all of you guys, you and your parents, Merry Christmas, Esmeralda and Z, Vic and his kids, and, of course, Dan, his girls, and Eileen, all you guys, Merry Christmas, because this is pretty much the last time I'm going to hear from you until 2018.
Okay. I appreciate that, Patrick. That's very nice. And
yeah,
same to you and your family, Patrick. I appreciate it. Now I need to tell you something, buddy. I don't know if you know this or not, but mm-hmm. there is a brand new book about Ishiro Honda. I don't know if you knew that.
Aha! No, I did not. But I will be looking that up. OutStars has been streaming a lot of Godzilla films from the early era. But the weird thing about it, okay, it's Godzilla Raids Again. Godzilla versus Mothra. Somehow they threw War of the Gargantuas in there, even though that's
oh, they
a whole
did.
Film.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's a sequel to Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Right.
But I don't understand how that's a god. Only thing I get is that it's a Toho film, and it's got an actor in it who was in Ghidra the Three-Headed Monster. He played the head assassin.
Oh, okay.
Remember, there's a group of assassins trying to kill that princess. He was one of the assassins, and this one, he's a good guy.
So that's how they're trying to connect it, I guess, right?
That could be it, too. Yeah. I got to see who the director was. Maybe it's also the same director of a different Godzilla.
Yeah. It's but the book is called Ishiro Honda, A Life in Film from Godzilla to Kurosawa.
Oh, and that's got to be cool.
We are going to get the author on, so that's going to happen. But I wanted to make sure, because it just came out. So.
Okay, so you're getting the author on. I'm definitely going to keep my ears out for that. Did you know that George Romero's son is directing a prequel to Night of the Living Dead?
I did know that, yes. Yes.
And it was called The Red Origins. He changed the name to Rise of the Living Dead, and he's got an actor. He's got his actors set up. They're all unknown actors. I don't know when they're going to start filming or if they've already started filming, but apparently George Romero really loved the script.
Oh, good. That's cool. That's great, man. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, happy holidays to you too, Patrick, and I appreciate you listening and calling in, man.
No problem. I'll be talking to you guys again soon.
Yep, we'll do it again in 2018, buddy. Take care.
All right.
See
you.
There you go. Patrick. He's one of the nicest listeners, right, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Great. So, and he likes Godzilla a lot.
He does. I was thinking he should not. This, I feel like, is a rule for everyone, is to hold off from buying things that you really like
around
holidays.
This time, yeah.
Holidays and birthdays.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Someone might get it for you. And then
it's true.
Yeah.
All right. So gifts that nobody gifts that no one likes. How about self-help books? You should never give self-help books. I agree with that.
Completely.
Yeah. The gifts are generally well-intentioned, but giving someone a self-help book is a not-so-subtle way of telling someone that you don't think that they're in a good place. That's true. Now, this one I don't understand. DVDs or CDs you shouldn't give.
Because it's old.
Yeah, I guess. Because
old media.
There was a time when DVD and CD was an excellent gift, and technology moves fast while these gifts are now stuck in the past. The recipient may be known to resist technology and still use them, but do you really want to encourage that?
Hmm.
CDs, I can understand.
Man, I still got my CD tower.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it was in your food video.
It was.
That's right.
My CD tower.
Yeah, it's cool.
Stuck in 1997.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, but DVDs I don't agree with. DVD and Blu-ray? That's not... You know, I mean, obviously you can download movies digitally and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, but it's not the same. See, for me, it's not the same either. There's nothing to grab.
Right. But that's the thing about CDs and albums and stuff.
Yeah.
It's because there's this physical thing that you have.
And you read all the stuff.
Exactly.
And you look at the things.
And the DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff have all these extras on them. A lot of them do. And so I don't think buying DVDs for people is a bad thing or Blu-ray. Now,
I think if you don't know if they have a DVD player. Because if they don't, you're like, cool.
Yeah.
I can't use this.
Or if they don't have a Blu-ray player. Like, if you get them a Blu-ray and they still only have a DVD player.
Right.
Then if you upgrade to a Blu-ray player, a lot of people sometimes forget this. If you upgrade to a Blu-ray player, and they're so cheap now, you can get a Blu-ray player for like $30. You upgrade to a Blu-ray player, they also play DVDs. It wasn't like back in the day when you switched to DVD from VHS. You had to like go out and rebuy your VHS movies on DVD, because a Blu-ray player will play Blu-rays and DVDs. So you don't have to go out and replace all your DVDs if you don't want to with Blu-ray. So
we have a PlayStation.
Okay, yeah.
And so that plays movies,
yep.
But then also we can watch internet things.
Right.
So it's an all in, and video games.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course that video game thing. All right, how about this? No, you shouldn't give people cash. Yes, you should.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I will not be offended if I get cash.
Me neither, man. Absolutely not. Here's what the guy's reasoning is. Most people would love a little extra cash, but it's a tacky gift.
Whatever.
It's so impersonal coming from a friend or a family member, and some amounts can just send the wrong message. Maybe you don't know what gifts to buy. But instead of cash, think of how to spend the money on an experience that will give both of you a priceless memory. Oh, shut up.
I mean, that's nice and all.
It is, but I'll take cash.
But give me some money.
I don't care, yeah.
You know what you could do? Just gussy it up. Turn it into a flower.
Yeah, origami my cash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little crane.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That'd be cute.
Now, this is absolutely I agree with, Esmeralda. Anything that has to do with dieting.
Yeah.
No. Don't.
Unless they're being healthy. Or it's something they expressed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I would love to have this book about blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, don't. Hey, fatty.
Yeah.
Here's these salad mixers.
Certain cookbooks, food products, and supplements, literally anything that has to do with dieting is a big mistake as a gift for those concerned about their diets. The holidays bring enough stress, and they don't need someone else's judgment masquerading as a gift. Even if it could be of use, it comes off as hurtful. I agree with that. You don't want to be, especially around the holidays, hey, fat. Hey, fatso. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Here, get skinny.
Yeah. How about cleaning supplies? You should not give cleaning. Who the hell gives cleaning surprises at Christmas? Is it Christmas?
Does that include vacuums?
I guess.
They have to be, so at least with appliances, they have to be like super cool ones.
Yeah.
Not like just a run-of-the-mill vacuum.
Like get a cool Roomba.
Yeah, or like a Dyson.
Yeah.
Just something insane like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't, I'm just thinking, you know, well, I would get, for Christmas, I would get Mary Vandeveld a package of disinfectant wipes.
Just to
just
Costco.
Wrap it up at the Costco.
Yeah. She'd love it.
Yeah, she would use it for sure.
Or you'd get one with a mixed odors.
Yeah, the different, different fragrances.
Yeah, different fragrances.
Yeah. Now, I know we're going to you're going to disagree of this. Anything from an infomercial, don't buy them.
Well, it depends. Because if they're not going to be into it.
Yeah.
And you need to know if they're going to be into it.
Well, you are. We do a whole segment dedicated
right.
to that.
So I'd be like, yeah, give it to me.
Which, by the way, we're going to do a little bit. Oh, boy, that's going to end up next Friday. Oh, yeah, tonight?
I can't help it.
Next Friday. Oh,
no,
2 weeks. Yeah, because I'm off. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm off. So we'll have to wait to hear you say give it to me a little bit later.
It's going
to
be quite a surprise when it happens.
That's right, because we'll forget about
remember
it.
That.
We'll forget about it completely. It says there's a reason these products are being sold to sleep-deprived people at odd hours in the morning. These items always have a reputation of not being cheap in the price, but cheap in quality.
Yeah, but they're funny.
Yeah, I agree.
And sometimes they are useful.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they surprise you.
Do not buy bulk candy for people for Christmas.
Why?
I don't know.
That's stupid. I gave V the first present I gave him because we had met in October and then Christmas came along and it was still very new.
Yeah.
I got him, because he likes gummy bears, so I got him a gummy bear, like a big old container of gummy bears in a gummy bear.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So that was bulk candy.
Okay. And then finally, you should not give soap as a gift.
You know, I had an ex who would say that. He said that soaps are very impersonal.
Yeah.
He would never give them.
Well,
but again, if you get something very high end,
yeah,
it's a whole different story.
But you know, this comment wouldn't float in the 70s because the soap on the rope businesses were just booming.
Yeah, who doesn't need to carry around their soap?
Their soap on a rope, man. I remember getting that for Christmas. My dad getting it for Christmas. He'd get some Old Spice and High Karate and soap on a rope.
Yeah, that's the novelty of it.
Oh my God.
There. Don't give me, you know, don't give me a bar of zest. Like, that would be
like,
insulting.
Wrap up a bar of zest. There you go. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I'd be like, what? But if you got me, like, a really nice, because they sell, like, perfumed.
Yeah, of course.
Like, designer fragrances.
Well, you can get,
fragrances,
like, you can get those gift packages that include soaps and perfume and shampoo and stuff like that. That's nice.
I love that.
Yeah. Here's a bar of Irish Spring.
Yeah, that I'd be angry at.
And here's a bottle of bleach. I'll wrap it up for you and clean the house with it.
Just don't confuse the two.
Exactly. All right, we got a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we come back and we will have You Big Dummy. All coming up right here on WGN.